What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Patty. Check out our YouTube channel, Rocking the RV Life, and Rocking the RV Life on Instagram.
Yeah, we just posted a video of our day trip to Idlewild, California. It's near where we're staying here in Palm Springs, but it's up in the mountains at an elevation of about 6,000 feet. So that means lots of snow. And if you've been wondering how much snow the mountains have been getting, you're going to see a little bit of it when you see us up there.
Oh, yeah. Now, speaking of snow, have you seen Lake Tahoe?
Oh, yes.
Oh, the homes are actually buried in the snow.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah, it's up to the roofs. And just a couple of days ago, residents were warned to shovel snow off their roofs because more wet snow and rain is coming.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, could you imagine? You know what's bad when you have to shovel your roof?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, speaking of a big mess, we just came back from a drive in the Los Angeles to see our daughter.
I know. We went from Palm Springs. Depending on the traffic, it can take anywhere from 2 hours to 4 hours just to get there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The roads in Los Angeles are pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. Now, we were able to use the HOV lanes, and that helps a lot. But we also notice a lot of the Los Angeles drivers cheat and use the HOV lanes, even if there's one person
in
the car.
There's just one person, yeah.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They slow us down a little bit. But
yeah, the traffic is heavy in parts.
Oh, yeah.
Some parts it was fine, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just a matter of...
off and on, you know.
Yeah. It's a matter of the time of day or whatever the case is, you know.
Yep. So it was great to go there. She just completed a huge project and is taking time off from work. So it was so great to see her and catch up. We went to dinner. We went shopping. Just that kind of stuff. We went to the beach.
Oh, yeah, the beach. Beach.
Mm-hmm.
That was a beautiful day at the beach.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
So, hey, listen, we always try to give you some really important tips about RVing and traveling. And one of our followers is Kevin Vaughn. Kevin has a lot of RV experience. He's a full-time RVer. He's worked in the industry. He's a RV boot camp instructor. He's taught driving skills to people who have bought all types of RVs. He's been an inspector. He's attended RV manufacturing and RV chassis academies.
Wow.
And he's on the line with us right now. Hey, Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
You're in Florida right now, right?
Yeah, it's actually Palmetto, Florida, just north of Sarasota and Bradenton.
That sounds like a nice area.
What's your weather like there right now?
We're lacking clouds here. It's just this blue sky and 85 degrees. It's awful.
Oh, sounds terrible.
You poor man.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, what kind of an RV do you have?
I've got a 2019 Integra Aspire. It's a 45-foot Class A with a bunk bed floor plan.
I noticed this morning that I am 1 month away from having my warranty on my new RV expire. What do you think? You've been in the industry. You've done a lot. You've been trained by a lot of the manufacturers. Is a one-year warranty too short for these things?
Absolutely. There's so much technology inside of them that you can't even begin to troubleshoot. Plus, you've got the expensive components inside. They really need to push the limits and go beyond. I know your chassis warranty is typically 5 years or 50,000 miles, but the house warranty, which is everything above the wheels, is what's the one-year warranty. And I found that manufacturers are willing, when they're pushed, to bend that a little bit. They're not firm on it, but others will stand firm and say, I'm sorry, you know, 12 months is 12 months. But really, they need to go far beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably thinking about extended warranties. Now, that's the other thing that's very popular. And I bought an extended warranty thinking I've got all these electronic components inside. And what I found was they want you to take it to a shop. They want you to have it parked there and have the shop look it over, then contact them and advise them what they found, and it gives them the opportunity to come out and look at it first before they make an approval. Well, meanwhile, you're without a home. In my case, I'm a full-timer, so I'm without a home. This whole time it's being looked at, and then gives them time to sort it over. Do they want to pay for it? They don't want to pay for it, so it's kind of tricky. And then if you do your own repair, like I replaced my own water pump and send them the bill for the replacement water pump, they said, oh, sorry, we can't cover that because you're not a trained technician.
So I would imagine at least 2 years, maybe three, like they do with cars, right?
Absolutely. I would say 3 years would be fair. Every RV from working at two different large dealerships has problems right out of the chute. Everybody, mm-hmm. Every client I've taught has problems right out of the chute. And so it takes a long time to get the bugs all worked out. And I'm into mine now 3 years and still have tiles falling off the floor. So
wow.
There are still things going wrong every single day. And that should be expected in any new RV to have problems every day.
One thing that I really like is that you've actually gone to Integra University. And I think this is a great idea that manufacturers offer a class for owners. That helped you a lot, didn't it?
Yeah, the cost was pretty stiff. It was just $1,000, but it was a 5-day class. And what's nice is while you're there, they'll actually work on your RV every day while you're in class and get things taken care of while you're there. But then while you're there, they give you basically a full manual of information you never get out of the manuals that come with it, and gives you the opportunity to be able to diagnose problems on your own, solve problems on your own, know what parts need to be replaced. So it really gives you some insight. And it's not only on the house, the part above the wheels, but the chassis. There's two different universities I've been to that have given me great insight on the unit and really helped me out to know what to expect. The chassis was built by Spartan in Michigan. So right. I went to the Spartan Academy and did a 5-day class up there on the steering, the suspension, the air system, mm-hmm. All the pieces that make up that, and teaching the things about the units, you can do your own troubleshooting and your own repair, and know that, hey, I never realized I got 14 filters to replace every single year on this thing.
Right. Now, you went to Spartan because you have a Spartan chassis. We have a Freightliner, and I know Freightliner does the same thing as well.
Highly recommend it, because it seems like once you take that class, you're part of a club. And when you call there now, you're no longer a stranger, a person I never heard of. Oh, Jeff, matter of fact, you were in class last week. Yeah, we remember all that, the issues of your RV. And they treat you a lot more personally if you've been there and you've invested some time with them.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
And they really, for the ladies as well, some of them with wives don't want to go along. It's a couples thing. So like in the case of Spartan and Integra, the couples showed up and they had like 8 couples in the room. I was by myself. And so they addressed the ladies. Ladies, by the way, when you use the induction stove, here's what you're going to find. When you turn the left burner on high and you turn the right burner on high, the burners will even out to a 5. They won't go to a 10. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. I never knew that to expect that.
So
they really address it to the ladies as well as the men.
Oh, that's awesome. So then like it's $1,000 for a couple, for
yes,
two?
Yes, and they feed you well. They feed you breakfast and lunch while you're there.
Oh, nice.
You get the plant tour. You actually stay on the property. They provide basically power and water for you while you're there.
Wow. Where's Integra located?
Integra is located in Middlebury, Indiana, which is just near Elkhart.
Okay.
You brought up a really great topic, and that is service. I know more and more of the dealerships are adding service bays, but nowadays, especially if you're in Florida or you're in the Southwest where we are, getting service is not easy, is it?
No, not at all. Service appointments can be out 3 or 4 months, and then they're contingent on whether maybe the unit is less than 10 years old or maybe whether you bought it there. They could refuse you if you didn't buy it there. What I've learned by working at the big dealerships is, typically, they have one service technician operating 3 bays in some course, in some cases. So he may go out and work on one RV until he runs out of, needs a part, and then he moves to the next one, and that part is ordered for the first one, and he works on the second RV until he needs a part, and it's ordered, and he works on the third one. So he may be shifting back and forth amongst 3 units in a day. So when you bring your unit in for service, as I mentioned, it may arrive there on Monday. He may not look it until Friday. They diagnose it and give you a parts quote the following week, and then they've got to order the parts, and which may take 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Oh,
then they've got to schedule
gosh.
It back into the rotation again for a technician to start working on it. So what you may expect is a 1 to 2 week service appointment may end up being up to 5 months, and take that from personal experience.
Yeah, you know what? We went through that in Fort Collins, Colorado. Our refrigerator died. It was a brand new RV. We tried to get service. Nobody would touch us because we didn't buy it from them.
Yep.
And finally, we ran into a couple of fly-by-night people that looked at it, and they were worthless. We finally had to go back to the factory and get it fixed. And we drove all the way across the country to get the darn thing fixed. Otherwise, you're exactly right. Well, we can look at you in 2 months, and that's just a diagnosis.
Yes.
Then we can fix it after we can get you scheduled back into the service thing. You know,
that's crazy.
Here's the advantage of taking your RV back to the manufacturer for service. like right now, I have a service appointment scheduled in about 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. So I've already sent them pictures of things that are broken, description of what I need to have done. So they order all the parts in and they're sitting there. So when I'm going to arrive on Sunday night, Monday morning, they'll be out at my RV at 6:30 in the morning, introduce me to the technician. And by 6:35, it's in the garage and they're working at it. That appointment is set for 4 days. So in 4 days, I will be out the door and driving home for sure. Mm-hmm. Now that's the manufacturer. If you go to a dealer, they're not going to order any parts at all or have anything waiting for you to arrive. So you're going to go through that diagnosis, that waiting period for parts. Are the parts even available and back order? And the whole time you're waiting, the manufacturers, it's much more easy to deal with them. And actually, the labor rate at the manufacturer may be considerably lower than a dealership.
We did that with Newmar and had great results, exactly what you're talking about.
Yep.
Well, you're in Florida, and you were mentioning that the cost of campgrounds starting to rise.
Yes, I heard about a brand new park opening up this summer, and it's a Zeman property. They have about 8 of them across the country. And I was at a Zeman property down here last year. Both properties were basically $2,800 a month for a lakeside lot or $2,400 for a landlocked. This one was extremely big. It was 440 lots in this park, which is a small city. Mm-hmm. They've already raised the rates for next year, and we're just here. It just arrived. So it's $3,400 for next year.
Wow.
Other parks I've checked into in the Keys, the last one I looked into was $4,500 a month.
Oh,
there was one farther south at $6,000 a month.
Mm. Whoa.
So it's getting more expensive to come down and stay the winter. Yeah. Most folks come down for 2 to 6 months like myself and head back north. So you're paying that full monthly rate.
I'll tell you, that is a lot of, that's more than what we're finding here in the Southwest.
Yeah, a
now,
lot more.
There are some high-end places that charge a lot of money, but I'll tell you, those rates are higher than what you find in Malibu and some of those high-rent districts here in California.
Well, they know they could get it.
Yeah,
you know, people
exactly.
love coming to Florida at this time of year.
People tell us, you better start looking for a place in Florida a year ahead because it fills up.
The other side of the whole thing is I'm taking a trip. I'm leaving here May 1st, heading up to Chicago, going all the way out through Montana to Washington State, up to Alaska, down the West Coast, Grand Canyon, et cetera. And I've already found in booking those reservations, several parks are already booked full, and we're, 9 months out?
Oh, wow.
So and people here have booked already for next year. So it's like, you don't book a year in advance, you're not going to get a spot, or you're not going to get a spot where you can stay in like one park in one spot the whole time. You're going to be on slot 5 for 3 days. You're going to move to slot 12 for a week. You're going to be in slot 20 for 2 weeks. I mean, I got to move around in the park. Oh, yeah, you can't stay in a single slot for the whole month.
And that's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, I have a question.
Sure.
Do you have any black tank stories?
So one of the common mistakes by dealers when they deliver the unit to you is they don't close the wastegate on the black tank.
Oh,
they leave it open and they cap it. So you as a brand new owner, unsuspecting, and you didn't get a very good walkthrough. And again, a tip of the day is when you get your walkthroughs done for any unit, new or used, videotape it with your phone and save that video copy.
All right,
that's my story. So two of my clients that I've taught RV instruction to have been, use their unit for the first week, and 8 in the week, they get ready to dump the black tank, and they both found, the one found that the tank was capped and the gate was open, and so what do? You can't open it. It's going to be a real mess.
Oh, God, yes.
I told the lady, I said, go in and tell the salesman that your delicate fingers just can't open that cap. Would you mind coming out quickly and opening the cap for me in the parking lot? So she didn't do that. She went in and told the technician that she had the gate was open. They took it out the back and they cleaned it out for her. Didn't take my suggestion. And then the other client I had, they had done the same thing. And so while she was in Wyoming, she held the phone down to videotape, basically FaceTime with me so I could coach her through taking the cap off and how to connect the hoses. Well, when she opened the cap, the sludge came out right on the camera that I was actually watching it through. So she was in panic that she ruined her phone tonight. So always make sure those wastegates are closed before you open the cap.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Any funny stories you have from your career in the RV industry?
Just from teaching, I've met a lot of people. a lot of women recently have taken to the road full time with a pickup truck and a trailer. Right. And I found a couple of them. One funny lady had, I met her. She said her son was going to train her how to drive her new truck and trailer, and then he had no time for her. So we met. First thing she told me in the morning when we met there, she goes, I got to tell you one thing. I'm OCD. I'm dyslexic. I'm ADHD. And I'm always right.
Whoa!
Jeez. And how do you coach someone over the radio? Like, you make a left-hand turn here. And
right.
Left is this way. No, left. No, left is this way. No, no. Left is over here. And I'm sure she had several, you know, backing these things up, especially a trailer and a car, is very difficult. And it takes concentration. And so never do it with the radio turned on or talking to someone on the phone. And pay attention.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
That's really good advice. Also, there's so many people that should get classes because, oh my gosh, we see a lot of newbies coming in the park and they're hitting trees. They're all over the place. We watched one guy the other day. It took him an hour to get into a space.
Yeah.
I tell most of my students, when you pull into an RV park, you become the entertainment for everybody who's already there.
Oh, yeah.
So be ready for that. And you know, take all the time you need.
Yeah.
Maybe back up 4 feet and to go look. Do that. Yeah, it's be cognizant that you want to be able to do this right. And I really focus hard on learning how to back it and turn it directly during classes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know you have one more bit of advice, and that is if you are even going to buy a brand new RV, you should have it inspected.
From working at a dealership last year, I did all the inspections of every unit that came in from the manufacturer. And what my job was to go through the brand new units, figure out everything that was wrong, create a list, and then we build the manufacturer back for all the damage. That would be missing screws, broken drawers, broken glass, slide motors, you name it. I saw it, photographed it, and then we build them back. Now, here's the tricky part. They may build the manufacturer back for all those costs, but they don't always fix all those problems before they deliver it to the RV owner.
Oh.
They tell the RV owner, we can't submit a claim for warranty work until it's actually owned by somebody.
Wow.
So the trick is that you as an owner catch all those things. And people are generally so excited when they arrive, or they've done one of those fly and drive things where they've cut themselves a very short window to get there, pick it up, and get out of their first destination. They're so excited. They're not looking for the little details that I am, like missing pins in the refrigerator hinges and cracks in the floor and, you know, slide motors and things like that. So whether it's new or used, have it inspected thoroughly by a third party before you pick it up, because there are things that you will not catch in your excitement. They will, and never sign the title until you've thoroughly looked it over.
Kevin, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Yes, thank you so much.
I appreciate the time, and don't wait until you actually have had an accident to go look at getting driving lessons.
Yeah.
Get the lessons first. I've seen too many folks with fifth wheels. With a short bed, for example, they break the rear window out of their truck. Then they come back to me and say, I need some lessons on how to back this thing up because I just broke the rear window out of my truck. So it's very costly. Parts are hard to get. Parts are expensive. Good technicians are really hard to get. Service appointments are even harder to get. So learn first.
Kevin, have yourself a great rest of the day.
Yes.
Thank you. You too.
Kevin Vaughn with some great tips and information.
Oh, and next week we have a very special guest. Traveling Robert's going to join us on the show.
Oh, yeah. We love his theme song, which he wrote and produced himself.
Riding in my RV.
Traveling Robert is one of the most popular RV travelers on YouTube and has incredible videos. He's also a heck of a nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
Don't miss next week's podcast.
You can follow us at rockingthervlife.com, on Instagram at rockingthervlife, and Jeff Kinsbach on Facebook.
We'll see you back here next week.
And remember, as our friend Kevin says, life rocks when your home rolls.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.